Blog Talk Radio.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it. Sing out. Let it.
Rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. You want to see his glory? Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We
want to see. Hallelujah. You are live. This is Prophecy at the Midnight Hour. And welcome back to all the national and global listeners to the Four Apocalyptic Horsemen. We're doing the concluding segment, this evening segment, of the Prophecy of the Four Apocalyptic Horsemen. We're broadcasting live out of Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. This segment will detail the imminent nuclear war between Israel and Iran. This is the red horse of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The mighty prophet will give the vision of the Lord, dating all the way back from 2005, and will detail the vision for the church. It's important to understand that all of the visions and all of the prophecies are meant for the children of the Lord, for the church of Christ to prepare. We read in Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. This is Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Lord of hosts is otherwise known as the Lord of the angel armies. Very mighty. This Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 9, as we see the Lord shaking heaven and earth, some will wonder, these four horsemen, this sounds gloomy, this sounds like judgment, this doesn't sound like a good time. I want the church to understand, based on the word of the Lord and the message from the Lord, that it's the love of God towards his children, that he would shake heaven and earth, that the remnant bride, that she would prepare for the coming of the Messiah, because these are the signs, as we started off and heard the mighty prophet share from the Olivet Discourse, the greatest prophecy Christ ever gave to the church in Matthew 24, to prepare for the coming of the Messiah, all of the signs. We see that John, in the book of Revelation, received the revelation at the Olivet Discourse directly and recorded it in Revelation chapter 6, where the white horse of deception was the very first thing that our Lord and Savior warned the church, warned the disciples in private to watch out for. Let no man deceive you, that deceit would be running rampant. The Lord spoke of wars and rumors of wars, and we see the red horse fulfilled. Great economic distress and famine, a famine of jobs, income, and livelihood throughout the globe and in various places. We see the prophecy of the black horse fulfilled and continuing to be fulfilled, which is a theme you will hear repeatedly, that once released, they continue, the four horsemen continue to do the work of the Lord and act as compounding agents, exciting agents, if you will, potentiators. So it's not one horse plus one horse plus one horse plus one horse equals four horsemen and become potentiators, as in 40 to 400 to 4,000. And we see the confusion and deception around the globe. The entire world is at war in various continents. We see the economic famine throughout the globe. And now the pale horse, the horse of death, and we see the body bags piling up all over planet Earth. And this is just the beginning of birth pains. But it's the love of the Lord, as we introduce the message for this evening to the remnant church, the oil and wine church, and you will hear more about that in another segment. And as we heard and read in Revelation chapter 6, the Lord speaks for a protection over the oil and wine church, the oil representing the mighty Holy Spirit and the wine representing the strength of that anointing for the latter church, fulfilling Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 9, where the Lord says, the latter temple, the glory of the latter temple will be greater than the former. Hallelujah. We have in the studio Pastor Jose Bobadillo, California Altar. And also I have on the switchboard, I believe this is Pastor Albanos from the Maryland Altar. And Pastor Albanos, if you can hear me, I apologize on the 240 number. I'm not able to bring you in on the switchboard. I am your host for this evening's segment and co-host. My name is Pastor Louis Lupo, also of the Maryland Altar. And before we go to the message, I wanted to hand off to Pastor Jose. There's a lot to cover. There's a lot going on. It's truly the love of the Lord to the church in the United States and globally. This is going to be a shocking message for many, even those that are looking at the news wires today. This program was in advance. We had no idea that the recent developments would manifest so quickly and foment so quickly. We can see how volatile, unbelievably volatile, the world has become because of the four apocalyptic horsemen. But Pastor Jose, thank you so much. We bless the Lord. We've had the opportunity to join us. And I believe now we do have Pastor Albanus with us too. What has the Lord put on your heart, Pastor Jose?
Amen, Pastor Lou. Shalom, pastors. Shalom, shalom to all the precious listeners that are tuned in. This is a very powerful and mighty teaching. And like Pastor Lou had mentioned before, these messages, these prophecies that are being revealed by the mighty servant of the Lord are meant for all of us, the church. And all this points to the return and the coming of our Messiah, our Lord Jesus, that is coming back for his bride, which at this hour, we are seeing all the warning signs. We are seeing the mighty Olivet discourse, that mighty Olivet prophecy coming to pass before our eyes. And to some, it's very hard to believe. And to others, they can see it, but yet they aren't preparing. And while we see all these signs and we see how Israel is on the spotlight and all of this surrounds Israel, we know that the Messiah is coming. And this should tell the church, because this is the message of the Holy Spirit throughout all these messages, for the church to prepare our garments, to prepare our hearts, to prepare in the spirit. It is time to separate completely from the world. It is time to separate completely from the desires of the world, the dependency of the world. It is time to surrender to the Lord completely. I wanted to read from Revelation chapter 6,
Amen.
Verses 3 to 4. This is the red horse. Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 to 4. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make people kill each other. To him was given a large sword. Precious saints, we are seeing this unfold. We are seeing the destruction that has been occurring in the Middle East for the past, I don't know, for the longest time. And I believe since the end time began, since Israel became a state, it's been nothing but destruction. It's been nothing but the surrounding, the neighbors of Israel wanting to destroy the state of Israel, which is the enemies, which is the commanders of this world attacking the Lord's people, the Lord's land, be what it is in the spirit. And we're seeing this come to pass. We have heard the prophecy of Iran in the past, and I know we will be hearing more on it today, but we have been given those warning signs for the last few years. We know that they are enriching uranium and that they are on high alert on the Israelis' radar. Precious saints, we must prepare. We must repent. All of these signs are pointing us to surrender to the Lord. Many know all this is happening, but they are preparing in the flesh. They are stocking up supplies. They are building bunkers. They are changing their money from the dollar to other currencies. They are buying gold and silver, buying ammunition and guns. None of this will help. None of this will help when the wrath of the Lord comes, when the judgment falls on the earth. When the bride is taken, the Holy Spirit will also be taken with the bride. And the Holy Spirit is the one who is holding back the kingdoms of darkness from fully coming to destruction, to destroy all the earth and to do his will here on the earth. We must prepare, precious saints. We must prepare and surrender to the Lord. We must return to the fear of the Lord. We must return to the holiness of the Lord. The fear of God must be in our hearts. We must prepare and surrender. We must worship the Lord without the crowns of this world. We must come before the throne of the Lord completely humbled and surrendered before him, seeking his righteousness and his kingdom, because that is what is coming. We must prepare in the spirit. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Jose. And that's the message to the church, precious people, precious listeners in the United States of America and the global audience. As we will hear the message of the Lord, the global nuclear war, and specifically the Iran-Israel nuclear war, we see the fomentation even now. And the Lord is calling us all, not some, not a few, all to repentance. One scripture, Acts chapter 17, verses 30 through 31. Just one scripture, Acts chapter 17, verses 30 through 31. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. That's Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. Most importantly, no one can claim ignorance today as we see in the word of the Lord. But now the Lord is commanding repentance from people everywhere. It is time now to return to the Lord. It is time to stop the horrific abuse of grace that we see in the church, the grace that is used for lawlessness, the very lawlessness. Well, Christ will say, depart from me, I never knew you, ye workers of iniquity, ye workers of lawlessness. Now he's commanding everyone, everywhere, to repent. One final scripture, if I may, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 30. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 30. We've shared this before on these radio segments and the message of the Lord. And this one is worth repeating because clearly the church has suffered amnesia with the word of the Lord. And as we read in Amos chapter 8, verse 11, the Lord here in the United States, there's been a famine of the word of the Lord, not a famine of food and water. But this is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 30. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of the judgment in fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. And don't we know that those that walk in the flesh are hostile to the Spirit? That makes one an adversary to the Lord. And we need to repent of that and walk in agreement with the Lord in truth, in holiness, and in righteousness. Verse 28, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Verse 29, Hebrews chapter 10, of how much sorer punishment suppose you shall be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and who has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. And there it is, verse 29, the abuse of grace to sin in the church, and we see it all the time, whether it's watching licentious, lascivious, libidinous movies from Hollywood and going to the movie theater and partaking of those sins, whether it's the unholy, righteous music that speaks of carnality and things of the world, things of darkness and the kingdom of darkness, whether it's the outright and greed and materialism that we see in the United States, and particularly worshiping at the altar of Baal and money. And we see that all throughout the land and in the church, where we've equaled and created an equation which says you must be right if you have profits and if you're profitable. And that goes contrary to the very word of the Lord, where the widow contributed one mite, which is all that she had. And the word is very clear. The Lord himself will walk over the widows and the orphans. And there's more. These are the scriptures as a foundation as we get to the message of the word of the Lord. We get to the message from the mighty prophet. The scriptures and the word have been forgotten throughout the United States. And the Lord is shaking the nations again one more time to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. One more time so that we may all repent, return to the Lord, turn away from iniquity, engage righteousness and holiness enthusiastically, not pedantically, not theologically, but in reality as we walk. Our daily walk, wherever we go and whatever we do, the name of the Lord is not blasphemed amongst the Gentiles because the children of the Lord are walking in the ways of the world in darkness, but rather as vessels of blessings and vessels of honor in Jesus' mighty name. I'm also in the studio. I believe this phone number I'm beginning to recognize. This is Pastor Raymond Ruffel from Maryland Altar. Did I get that? Pastor Raymond, are you with us?
Shalom. I am with you, Pastor Lou.
Oh, hallelujah. Pastor Raymond, I didn't know if you had anything that you wanted to share, if the Lord put anything on your heart before we begin the message of the Lord.
I would like to just continue to pray for you guys and pray for the church, pray for Pastor Jose in California, that we may continue to stand and lead by example. Because as we see, it was on the news today, Israel is thinking of attacking Iran and may start a ground offensive. It's just the last days, the Bible said, in the last days, Israel will become a cup of trembling to many nations. And that's where we are right now, and we just need to take heed of the warnings as we see in the world and as we hear from the mighty prophet. Other than that, I'm just happy to be be here with you guys.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Raymond. There is a word of encouragement also to the listeners, and yet another witness and another testimony. These things are developing in real time, in actual real time. Let's listen to the message of the Lord from the mighty prophet. This is Dr. David O. Rohr. The war with Iran, this is the prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen, and we'll be back after this segment.
Blessing Ni baraka kuu ya utukufu kiasi
to share with you some of these secrets of heaven.
Kushiriki pamoja nanyi baadhi ya siri hizi za mbinguni.
Precious people across the globe.
Watu wa dhamani kote kote duniani.
And that's why I've said time and again.
Na ndio maana nimesema mara na mara tena.
That there is no time for the church.
Ya kwamba hakuna wakati kwa kanisa.
To engage in corruption, preaching the gospel of corruption.
Kujiingiza katika ufisadi na kuhubiri injili ya ufisadi.
When there is so much to use to prepare the sheep, there is so much work.
Wakati kuna mengi kabisa ya kutumia kuandaa kondoo, kuna kazi nyingi mno.
For example, this segment is so critical, the church must know this
mfano,
to enter.
Kwa mfano, awamu hii ni nyeti sana, kanisa lazima lijue haya ili kwamba likaingie.
But I want to repeat this again.
Lakini ningependa kurudia hii tena.
That Revelation chapter 19.
Ya kwamba ufunuo mlango wa 19.
Verses 6 to verse 10.
Mstari wa 6 hadi wa 10.
Essentially celebrate.
Kimsingi anasherekea.
The wedding feast of the Lamb of God.
Karamu ya arusi ya mwanakondoo wa Mungu.
And it's arraying and displaying.
Na inadhihirisha na pia kuonesha.
The glorious garment for the feast.
Vazi la utukufu kwa ajili ya karamu hiyo.
In other words, the standards and the benchmark that has been set by God Almighty.
Kwa maneno mengine ni viwango na alama zilizowekwa na Mungu Mkuu Mwenyezi.
To be struck.
Ili ya kwamba ufikie.
To be scored.
Ili ya kwamba uzipate.
At the wedding feast of the Lamb.
Kwenye karamu ya arusi ya mwanakondoo.
You may call it a sieve.
Waweza kuita kwamba ni kichungi.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Kichungi cha Roho Mtakatifu.
But he goes on.
Lakini anaendelea.
To actually identify who the bride of Christ is.
Kuendelea kutambua biharusi wa Kristo ni nani.
But when you move on from Revelation chapter 19 verse 11 to verse 21.
Lakini unaposonga katika ufunuo mlango wa 19 kuanzia mstari wa 11 mpaka 21.
Then you see another type of discourse.
Basi waona namna nyingine ya mazungumzo.
You see a rider of the white horse. The rider of the white horse. And you see that in his countenance and coming.
Na waona ya kwamba katika sura yake na katika kuja kwake.
He's coming to do battle.
Anakuja kufanya vita.
His arms are trained for war.
Mikono yake imezoweshwa kwa ajili ya vita.
And doing battle.
Na kufanya vita.
And fighting.
Na kupigana.
And he says.
Na anasema.
That the armies of heaven.
Ya kwamba majeshi ya mbinguni.
They are following him.
Walikuwa wakimfuata.
And in verse 15.
Na katika mstari wa 15.
Out of his mouth.
Toka kinywani mwake.
Comes the sharp sword.
Mlitoka upanga mkali.
With which he strikes the nation.
Ambao kwa huo atayaangusha mataifa.
Remember whom does he strike?
Kumbuka anaangusha nani?
He strikes the nation.
Anayaangusha mataifa.
And then his name is well spelled out.
Alafu jina lake limetokezwa vyema kabisa.
There cannot be any confusion whatsoever.
Hapawezi kuwepo na kuchanganyikiwa kokote kule.
Regarding his identity.
Juu ya kitambulisho chake.
They say he is the faithful one and true.
Anasema kwamba jina lake ni mwaminifu na wa kweli.
He is the word of God.
Yeye ni neno la Mungu.
He is the king of kings.
Yeye ni mfalme wa wafalme.
And Lord of Lords.
Na Bwana wa mabwana.
From verse 17 on.
Kuanzia mstari wa 17 kuendelea.
You now see the angel that cries.
Sasa unamuona yule malaika anaelia.
And calls the birds.
Na kuwaita ndege.
To eat the kings.
Waje wale wafalme.
And the generals.
Na nyama ya majemedari.
And the mighty men of the earth.
Na ya mashuja.
And then when you read on from verse 19.
Na unaposoma kuanzia pale 19 kuendelea.
Then you now catch the gist of how this relates to the war coming to Iran.
Sasa unakamata habari zile za vile hii inaambatana na vita vijavyo Iran.
Because he says.
Manake anasema.
Verse 19.
Mstari wa 19.
He says, then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth.
Anasema kisha nikamuona yule mnyama na wafalme wa dunia.
And their armies gather together.
Pamoja na majeshi yao wakiwa wamekusanyika pamoja.
And you, in other words, you see an alliance.
Na kwa hivyo kwa maneno mengine unaona muungano.
The beast.
Huyu mnyama,
and the armies of the earth,
na majeshi ya dunia,
with their generals,
na majemedari wao.
So which means there is an alliance that is formed here.
Kumaanisha kwamba kuna muungano ambao unatengenezwa hapa.
But anyhow, as you go on,
lakini hata hivyo unavyoendelea,
then you see that now the beast,
basi unaona kwamba yule mnyama,
and the false prophet,
na nabii wa uongo,
they are caught,
wanakamatwa.
After catching them,
baada ya kukamatwa,
they are thrown into the lake of fire,
wanatupwa katika ziwa la moto.
And when they are thrown into the lake of fire,
na wanapotupwa katika ziwa la moto,
that is amazing. Now
hiyo yashangaza sasa.
Let me explain to you something here.
Wacha niwaelezee jambo hapa.
If from verse 6 of Revelation 19,
ikiwa kuanzia mstari wa 6 wa Ufunuo mlango wa 19
to verse 10
mpaka wa 10,
he celebrates the Messiah coming to snatch the church.
Anasherekea Masihi akija kulinyakua kanisa.
He celebrates the Messiah coming to rapture the church.
Anasherekea Masihi kuja kulinyakua kanisa.
He celebrates Christ coming to gather the elect, the saints.
Anasherekea Masihi kuja kuwakusanya wateule watakatifu.
And when you go to verse 11, verse 10, 6 to 10, the rapture.
Mstari wa 6 mpaka wa 10 ni unyakuzi.
But when you get to verse 11,
lakini ukiingia katika mstari wa 11,
in verse 11,
katika mstari wa 11,
he is talking about the Messiah coming.
Ananena juu ya Masihi anakuja.
To do battle.
Kufanya vita.
And among those coming with him,
na miongoni mwa wale wanaokuja naye,
are those with fine linen.
Ni wale walio na kitani safi.
Bright and clean. No. Meaning some of the rapture saints.
Kumaanisha baadhi ya wateule walionyakuliwa.
Listen very carefully, precious people.
Sikizeni kwa makini sana watu wa dhamani.
Between Revelation chapter 19 verse 10.
Katikati ya Ufunuo mlango wa 19 mstari wa 10.
And Revelation 19 verse 11.
Na Ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 19 mstari wa 11.
Revelation 19.
Ufunuo 19.
Between verse 10 and verse 11.
Katikati ya mstari wake wa 10 na wa 11.
The rapture has taken place.
Unyakuzi umetendeka.
The church has been taken away.
Kanisa limenyakuliwa.
But what is even most amazing,
lakini kile cha kushangaza hata zaidi,
is because he is talking in verse 19 to 21 about the beast.
Ni kwa sababu ananena katika mstari wa 19 mpaka 21 juu ya yule mnyama.
The beast and the false prophet.
Mnyama na nabii wa uongo.
And they are finally caught and thrown.
Na hatimaye wanakamatwa na kutupwa.
Into the lake of fire.
Katika ziwa la moto.
That can only happen.
Hiyo yaweza tu kutendeka.
After the beast has finished his work.
Baada ya huyu mnyama kukamilisha kazi yake.
That means after the tribulation.
Kumaanisha kwamba baada ya dhiki.
Listen to this.
Sikiza hii.
Just like this. Look, look.
Kama hii, tazama, tazama.
At the exact end of the tribulation.
Yani ule mwisho tu hivi baada ya dhiki.
And I'm going to read for you another scripture later in a short while.
Na nitawasomeni andiko lingine katika kitambo kifupi.
In Revelation chapter 20.
Katika Ufunuo mlango wa 20.
Where you'll see the saints that have been killed, devoured.
Ambapo utaona wateule waliouawa, waliraruliwa.
For the testimony they stood with, the testimony of Christ.
Kwa sababu ya ushuhuda wa Kristo waliosimama nao.
And you'll see.
Na utaona.
That those saints.
Kwamba hao wateule.
They cry out.
Wanalia.
But then.
Lakini.
When the Messiah come.
Wakati Masihi anakuja.
With the saints from heaven.
Na wateule toka mbinguni.
They are resurrected.
Wanafufuliwa.
They are first told.
Kwanza wanaambiwa.
Before the Messiah comes.
Kabla ya Masihi kuja.
They are crying.
Wanalia.
They say, oh faithful and true, sovereign God, holy and righteous one.
Wanasema, mwaminifu, Mungu mwenyezi, mtakatifu na mwenye haki.
When will you avenge our blood?
Ni lini utalipiza kisasi damu yetu?
I have described the seals 1, the second seal 2, third seal 3, fourth seal 4.
Nimeelezea ile mihuri, ule muhuri wa kwanza, muhuri wa pili, muhuri wa tatu na muhuri wa nne.
On the scroll of God.
Kwenye kitabu cha Mungu.
And I've said.
Na nimesema.
That Those first four.
Ya kwamba hiyo ya kwanza minne.
Those seals, four seals.
Hiyo mihuri ya kwanza minne.
Out of the seven.
Toka kwa ile saba.
The first four.
Ile ya kwanza minne.
They denote for the release of the four apocalyptic horsemen.
Inasimamia kuachiliwa kwa wapanda farasi wanne wa nyakati za mwisho.
We find that in Revelation chapter 6.
Tumeona hiyo katika Ufunuo mlango wa sita.
But when the fifth seal is broken.
Lakini wakati muhuri wa tano unavunjwa.
There I have summarized for you.
Leo nimewekeni katika mhutasari.
The first four seals.
Ile mihuri ya kwanza minne.
The release of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Kuachiliwa kwa wapanda farasi wanne wa nyakati za
mwisho. So you can imagine what a mighty thing I was doing here.
Kwa hivyo waweza kuwazia kitu kikubwa ambacho nilikuwa nikifanya hapa.
Because you see that now when the fifth seal is broken.
Manake waona sasa kwamba wakati muhuri wa tano unavunjwa.
In Revelation chapter 6.
Katika Ufunuo mlango wa sita.
Then you see so many souls under the altar.
Basi waona nafsi nyingi kabisa chini ya madhabahu.
That have been murdered.
Ambao wameuawa.
For the testimony of Jesus.
Kwa ajili ya ushuhuda wa Yesu.
That means.
Hiyo inamaanisha.
You cannot preach at that time.
Hauwezi kuhubiri wakati huo.
The church cannot exist at that time.
Kanisa haliwezi kuwepo wakati huo.
If the church existed.
Ikiwa kanisa litakuwepo.
She has to testify Jesus.
Itabidi limshuhudie Yesu.
She would say, I am born again.
Litasema kwamba nimeokoka.
That is testimony unto the Lord.
Huo ni ushuhuda kwa Bwana.
She would say, I am redeemed.
Litasema nimekombolewa.
That is standing with the Lord.
Huko ni kusimama na Bwana.
That is preaching the Lord.
Huko ni kumhubiri Bwana.
Testifying Jesus.
Kumshuhudia Yesu.
So when the fifth seal is broken,
na kwa hivyo wakati muhuri wa tano unavunjwa,
you see the souls that are mourning for revenge.
Unaona nafsi ambazo zinalilia kulipizwa kisasi.
They have been murdered.
Zimeuawa.
Beheaded.
Wamekatwa vichwa.
According to Revelation chapter 20.
Kulingana na Ufunuo mlango wa 20.
But when they cry in Revelation 20.
Lakini wanapolia katika Ufunuo mlango wa 20.
They are told.
Wanaambiwa.
No, wait a little bit.
Ya kwamba ngojeni kidogo.
Until your fellow brethren to complete the number have been murdered.
Mpaka wajoli wenu wakukamilisha idadi na wao pia wauawe.
Have been beheaded.
Wao pia wakatwa vichwa.
And you read on.
Na ukisoma na kuendelea.
The end.
Kuelekea mwisho.
He says.
Anasema.
That when the Messiah comes.
Kwamba Masihi atakapokuja.
They are resurrected.
Watafufuliwa.
When the Messiah comes they are resurrected.
Wakati Masihi anakuja watafufuliwa.
And then he says.
Na kisha anasema.
And they reign with him for 1,000 years.
Na wanatawala pamoja naye kwa miaka 1,000.
That means on the same day when the Messiah is coming back. For the second coming of the Lord.
Kumaanisha kwamba siku hiyo hiyo ambayo Masihi anarudi kwa kuja kwa pili kwa Bwana.
Is the exact day they resurrect also.
Ndiyo siku hiyo hiyo ambayo na wao pia watafufuka.
And they're given glorious white garments.
Na wanapewa mavazi ya utukufu meupe.
That's the only way they can reign with the Messiah for 1,000 years.
Na hiyo ndiyo njia ya pekee ambayo wanaweza kutawala na Masihi kwa miaka 1,000.
Otherwise they will have reigned with the Messiah for 999 years.
Lasivyo.
So many days.
La sivyo watakuwa wametawala na Masihi kwa miaka 999 na siku nyingi sana.
And so that is just I'm getting ahead of myself, but I want to get to this war.
Lakini nimejitangulia hata hivyo nataka kurejelea vita hivi.
And so when you look at Revelation chapter 19.
Na kwa hivyo ukiangalia katika Ufunuo mlango wa 19.
What the Holy Spirit is expositioning from verse 11 to verse 21.
Kile ambacho Roho Mtakatifu anafunua toka mstari wa 11 mpaka 21.
He is telling you.
Anakuambia.
That these are the events on the day of the Lord when the Messiah comes. To Jerusalem.
Ya kwamba haya ni matukio ya siku ya Bwana wakati Masihi atakuja Yerusalemu.
So this war is talking about.
Kwa hivyo vita hivi anavyonena juu yake.
Of striking down the nations with his sword.
Vita vya kuyagonga mataifa na upanga wake.
And the generals and the beast that has gathered with generals.
Na mashujaa na yule mnyama aliyokusanyika na hao mashujaa.
Gathering against the Messiah.
Wakikusanyika dhidi ya Masihi.
That happens when the Messiah is coming from heaven to Jerusalem.
Hiyo itatendeka wakati Masihi atakuwa akija toka mbinguni kuja Yerusalemu.
This war here.
Hivi vita hapa.
This is not the Iran, the Israel-Iran war.
Hivi vita si vita vya Israeli na Irani.
It is not.
Sivyo.
Again.
Tena.
The Israel-Iran nuclear war that is about to take place now.
Vita vya Israeli na Irani vya kinyuklia ambavyo viko karibu kutendeka sasa.
It is not this war.
Sivyo hivi vita.
Where the beast is bound.
Ambapo mnyama anafungwa.
With his false prophet.
Na nabii wake wa uongo.
And plunged into the lake of fire.
Na kutupwa katika ziwa la moto.
That is not the Israel-Iran war we are talking about right now.
Hivyo si vita vya Israeli Irani ambapo tunanena juu yake sasa.
So what then is this Israel-Iran war?
Basi swali ni hili ya kwamba je, hivi vita vya Israeli Irani ni vipi?
But before I mention anything.
Lakini kabla nitaje chochote.
Just to finish with this war. Okay, let me jump on further precious people.
Wacha nisonge mbele kidogo watu wa dhamani.
So which one is the Israel-Iran war?
Na basi je, hivi vita vya Israeli na Irani ni vipi?
I have a small chart here.
Nina chat ndogo hapa.
I've called it the prophetic timeline of God.
Nimeita majira ya kinabii ya Mungu.
And I've positioned the place called today.
Na nimeita mahali fulani panaitwa leo.
In other words, this is where we are today.
Kwa maneno mengine hapa ndipo tulipo leo hii.
And I drew a horizontal line.
Na nilichora line ambayo iko straight, iko ya mlazo.
And the first part on the left.
Na sehemu ya kwanza katika upande wa mkono wa kushoto.
I called it today, meaning where we are today.
Nikaita leo, kumaanisha kwamba mahali pale tulipo leo hii.
And then I drew a vertical line to cut the horizontal line.
Alafu nikakata laini inayosimama kukata ile laini iliyolala.
And then inside the next segment I said the tribulation.
Alafu mle ndani katika awamu ifuatayo nikasema dhiki.
Listen to me, precious people.
Nisikizeni watu wa dhamani.
The Israel-Iran war.
Vita vya Israeli na Irani.
That is going to take place.
Vinavyokwenda kutendeka.
Will be so severe.
Vitakuwa vikali sana.
That there will be a hit back.
Ya kwamba kutakuwepo na kulipiza.
Where Iran hits back.
Ambapo sasa Irani italipiza.
And it's going to be a flare up.
Na itakuwa kuwaka kukuu sana.
And it will be led by Russia.
Na vitaongozwa na Urusi.
As you can see today.
Kama vile mweza kuona leo.
In the news I am going to read for you here.
Katika habari inaenda kuwasomeni hapa.
How Russia warns.
Jinsi ambavyo Urusi inaonya.
Russia warns Israel and United States.
Urusi inawaonya Israeli na Umoja wa Majimbo ya Marekani.
From attacking Iran.
Kwamba wasije wakavamia Iran.
So you begin to see the central role of Russia.
Kwa hivyo waanza kuona sehemu ya ukatikati ya Urusi.
In this war.
Katika vita hivi.
Even the nuclear plants in Iran.
Hata vile vituo vya nyuklia kule Iran.
They have been built by Russia.
Vimejengwa na Urusi.
I want to read for you a lot of news reportage here from Haaretz newspaper, which is an Israeli newspaper.
Nataka kuwasomeni ripoti nyingi za habari hapa toka katika gazeti la Kiisraeli linaitwa Haaretz.
But when this war takes place.
Lakini wakati vita hivi vitatendeka.
It will be so severe.
Vitakuwa vikali mno.
To cause Israel to sign a peace treaty for 7 years.
Vitasababisha Israeli kusahihisha makubaliano ya amani kwa miaka saba.
A false peace treaty.
Na yatakuwa makabiliano ya uongo ya amani.
And that means when this war takes place.
Na hiyo inamaanisha kwamba wakati vita hivi vitatendeka.
It happens at the time when the rapture is here.
Vitatendeka wakati ambapo unyakuzi uko hapa.
Because.
Kwa sababu.
When it takes place.
Vitakapo tendeka.
Israel is compelled to sign a 7-year peace treaty, a false one.
Israeli italazimika iingie katika makubaliano ya amani ya uongo.
With the Arab states and Russia.
Na mataifa ya Kiarabu na Urusi.
And the enemies of God.
Na maadui wa Mungu.
And that is the tribulation.
Na hiyo ndiyo dhiki.
The rapture has happened.
Unyakuzi umetendeka.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So now, again, I will go through some reportage from Israel.
Na basi mara tena nitapitia ripoti fulani hapa toka Israeli.
Regarding this war that is coming between Israel and Iran.
Juu ya vita hivi vinavyokuja katikati ya Israeli na Irani.
But first of all, I want to repeat what I just said before we went into the short break.
Lakini kwanza kabisa nataka kurudia nilichosema kabla tuende katika kipindi kifupi cha ibada.
Revelation chapter 19.
Ufunuo wa Yohana mlango wa 19.
Verses 6 to verse 10.
Mstari wa 6 hadi wa 10.
Is the celebration of the wedding of the Lamb of God.
Ni sherehe za harusi ya mwanakondoo wa Mungu.
But after that,
lakini baada ya hapo,
Revelation 19 verse 11 to 21,
Ufunuo wa Yohana 19 mstari wa 11 mpaka 20.
Everything goes absolutely crazy.
Kila kitu kinaharibika kabisa.
Because then a war situation ensues.
Maana sasa hali ya vita inatukia.
And so I wanted to make it very clear to you.
Na kwa hivyo nilitaka kuwawekeeni wazi kabisa.
That this war,
ya kwamba hivi vita,
that the Messiah comes to fight,
ambavyo Masihi anakuja kupigana,
in Revelation chapter 19,
katika Ufunuo mlango wa 19,
verses 11 to verse 21,
mstari wa 11 mpaka 21,
this is not the current Israel-Iran nuclear war.
Hivi si hivi vita vya sasa vya Israeli na Irani vya kinyuklia.
Because in this one here,
maana katika hivi vita hapa,
we see that the Lord fights.
Tunaona kwamba Bwana mwenyewe anapigana.
And when the Lord fights,
na wakati Bwana anapigana,
for his people,
kwa ajili ya watu wake,
the nation of Israel,
taifa la Israeli,
the city of Jerusalem,
mji wa Yerusalemi,
for the kingdom of God,
kwa ufalme wa Mungu,
when he fights this war,
anapopigana vita hivi,
the beast is captured,
mnyama anakamatwa,
and the false prophet,
na nabii wa uongo,
and he said the false prophet who had been performing miraculous signs,
na anasema nabii wa uongo aliyekuwa akifanya ishara za kimaajabu,
that means he has already been doing those signs,
kumaanisha kwamba tayari amekuwa akifanya hizo ishara,
but right now,
lakini hivi sasa,
the Bible says,
Biblia inasema,
in the book of 2 Thessalonians,
katika kitabu cha Wathesalonike wa pili,
chapter 2,
mlango wa pili,
2 Thessalonians here, chapter 2,
Wathesalonike wa pili pale mlango wa pili,
verse 7,
stari wa 7,
for the secret power of lawlessness is already at work,
maana ile nguvu ya siri ya uasi tayari inatenda kazi,
but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way.
Lakini yule anayeizuia ataendelea kufanya hivyo mpaka atakapoondolewa.
Verse 8.
Mstari wa 8.
And then the lawless one will be revealed.
Hapo ndipo yule muasi atafunuliwa.
Whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth.
Ambaye Bwana Yesu atamteketeza kwa pumzi ya kinywa chake,
and destroy by the splendor of his coming,
na kumwangamiza kabisa kwa ufunuo wa kuja kwake.
And it says the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan displayed,
na anasema kuja kwa yule muasi kutaonekana kana kwamba ni kutenda kazi kwake shetani ambako kumedhihirishwa,
displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles,
ambaye hutumia nguvu zote, ishara,
signs and wonders,
ishara na maajabu,
and every sort of evil that deceives,
na kila aina ya udanganyifu unaodanganya,
those who are perishing,
wale wanaoangamia.
Listen, precious people.
Sikizeni watu wa dhamani.
And he talks about the fact that they are perishing because they refuse the truth.
Na ananena juu ya swala kwamba wanaangamia manake wameukataa ukweli.
Isn't this very powerful here?
Si ni ya nguvu sana hapa?
Because,
kwa sababu,
the title says the man of lawlessness.
Kichwa chasema kwamba yule mtu wa kuasi.
This is the Antichrist.
Huyu ni mpinga Kristo.
And he says,
na anasema,
he will not be revealed,
hata funuliwa,
until the power that holds him back,
hadi nguvu zinazomshikilia,
is taken out and away,
zinachukuliwa na kuondolewa.
What power holds the Antichrist today?
Lakini je, ni nguvu zipi zinazomzuia mpinga Kristo leo?
Today,
leo hii,
at this time,
katika saa hii,
he says the spirit of Antichrist, the works of Antichrist are already in display.
Anasema kwamba roho ya mpinga Kristo, kazi za mpinga Kristo tayari zinadhihirika.
But he says, but the person of the Antichrist,
lakini anasema kwamba mtu wa mpinga Kristo,
will not be revealed,
hata funuliwa,
until
hadi
he that holds him back
yeye anayemzuilia
is taken away from us,
achukuliwe toka kwetu,
is taken away from the from the earth,
atachukuliwa toka kwa ulimwengu.
What does that mean?
Hiyo inamaanisha nini?
It means
inamaanisha
the Holy Spirit,
Roho Mtakatifu,
who right now holds the Antichrist from manifesting,
ambaye hivi sasa anamzuilia mpinga Kristo asidhihirike,
restrains him,
anamzuia.
The Holy Spirit,
Roho Mtakatifu,
when he will be taken away,
atakapochukuliwa,
then the person, the man of the Antichrist, the Antichrist, depending on which part of the world you come from, will be revealed.
Basi yule mtu aliyempinga Kristo kulingana na sehemu ile ya ulimwengu uliomo atafunuliwa.
But the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Lakini Biblia inasema katika Wakorintho wa kwanza mlango wa 6,
verses 12 on all the way down to 20.
Mstari wa 12 kuendelea mpaka 20.
He says,
asema,
you are the holy tabernacle of the Holy Spirit.
Ya kwamba wewe ni hekalu takatifu la Roho Mtakatifu.
And he says,
na anasema,
you are the holy temple of the Holy Ghost.
Wewe ni hekalu takatifu la Roho Mtakatifu.
Whom is he talking about here?
Ananena juu ya nani hapa?
He's talking about the Holy Ghost filled church.
Ananena juu ya kanisa lilojaa Roho Mtakatifu.
He's talking about the five wise virgins.
Ananena juu ya wanawali watano wenye busara.
That have a jar of oil.
Walio na chombo cha mafuta.
In Matthew 25.
Katika Mathayo 25.
Verses 1 to 13.
Mstari wa kwanza hadi wa 15.
And he's saying,
na anasema,
that you are the holy tabernacle, holy vessel of the Holy Spirit.
Ya kwamba wewe ni hekalu takatifu, chombo takatifu cha Roho Mtakatifu.
And that tells you,
na hiyo inakueleza,
that the only time the Holy Spirit will be taken away from the earth,
ya kwamba wakati wa pekee ambao Roho Mtakatifu atachukuliwa toka duniani,
is when the church,
ni wakati kanisa,
that is the holy vessel,
lililo chombo takatifu,
and tabernacle,
na pia hekalu,
of the Holy Spirit,
la Roho Mtakatifu,
is taken away,
litaondolewa.
But when is that?
Lakini ni lini hiyo?
That is when the church is raptured.
Hapo ni wakati kanisa linanyakuliwa.
The church that is raptured.
Kanisa linalonyakuliwa.
That is the church that contains, that's the vessel, that is worthy enough to contain the Holy Spirit.
Hilo ndilo kanisa linalostahili vya kutosha, chombo cha kumbeba Roho Mtakatifu.
But I'm so blessed.
Lakini nimebarikiwa sana.
That even in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Ya kwamba hata katika Wathesalonike wa pili mlango wa pili.
He is describing here verse 8.
Anaelezea pale katika mstari wa 8.
And then the lawless one will be revealed,
na kisha yule mtu wa ukengeufu atafunuliwa,
whom the Lord Jesus,
ambaye Bwana Yesu,
will overthrow,
atamshinda,
with the breath of his mouth,
na pumzi ya kinywa chake,
and destroy,
na kumharibu haribu,
by the splendor of his coming,
na uzuri wa kuja kwake.
And he says,
na anasema,
that the lawless one,
ya kwamba yule mtu wa ukengeufu,
his coming will be in accordance with the works of Satan, the devil.
Kuja kwake kutakuwa kunaambatana na kazi za shetani ibilisi.
In all kinds of counterfeit miracles.
Katika kila namna ya miujiza ya bandia.
Signs and wonders.
Ishara na maajabu.
Listen, precious people.
Sikizeni watu wa dhamani.
The Lord is saying here.
Bwana anasema hapa.
That the beast.
Ya kwamba mnyama.
The beast will not be revealed.
Mnyama hatafunuliwa.
Until the church, the vessel of the Holy Spirit,
hadi kanisa ambalo ni chombo cha Roho Mtakatifu,
will have been raptured.
Litakuwa limenyakuliwa.
And that's why,
na ndio maana,
in Revelation chapter 19,
katika Ufunuo mlango wa 19,
verses 6 to verse 10,
mstari wa 6 mpaka wa 10,
the celebration,
sherehe,
of the wedding feast of the Lamb,
za karamu ya arusi ya mwanakondoo,
of the marriage supper of the Lamb,
karamu ya arusi ya mwanakondoo.
But verse 10 ends, and then verse 11,
na mstari wa 10 unakwisha, kisha mstari
describes
wa 11 inaelezea
the events post tribulation,
matukio ya baada ya dhiki.
So in this chart,
na kwa hivyo katika hii chart,
the prophetic timeline of God
katika majira ya kinabii ya Mungu,
that has been displayed here today,
ambayo yamedhihirishwa hapa leo,
the part that's written today now,
ile sehemu iliyoandikwa leo,
that's
leo.
Where we are today,
hapo ndipo tulipo leo.
Nothing has happened yet,
hakuna kitu kimetendeka bado.
The Israel-Iran war has not taken place yet,
vile vita vya Israeli na Irani havijatendeka bado.
The rapture has not taken place yet,
unyakuzi haujatendeka bado.
The tribulation has not occurred yet. Listen to this.
Kiza hii.
Where we are.
Mahali tulipo.
I drew a vertical line.
Nilichora line inayosimama.
And on the right hand side of the vertical line.
Na nikachora pia katika upande unaosimama katika hiyo line.
On the right hand side of the vertical line, I wrote tribulation.
Nikaandika dhiki.
And that encompasses.
Na hiyo inahusisha
the 3.5 years of tribulation,
miaka mitatu unusu ya dhiki,
and the 3.5 years of the great tribulation,
na miaka mitatu unusu ya dhiki kuu zaidi.
And then I have also marked,
na pia nimeweka alama,
that the Israel-Iran war,
ya kwamba vita vya Israeli na Irani,
which is Russia plus her allies,
ambavyo ni vita Urusi pamoja na marafiki zake,
they attack Israel,
wanavamia Israeli.
And today you can, I'm going to read quite a bit of newspapers here today for you.
Nitawasomea magazeti kiasi hapa.
And you see,
nawaona,
that this attack,
ya kwamba huku kuvamia,
the two missiles I see striking Iran,
haya makombora mawili ambayo ninaona yakigonga Iran,
they must be nuclear missiles,
lazima ni makombora ya kinyukilia.
And when the Lord showed me this,
na wakati Bwana alinionyesha hii,
I very well understood the gravity of that,
kwa haraka vizuri kabisa nikaelewa uzito wa hayo,
that if there are nuclear missiles,
ya kwamba ikiwa kuna makombora ya kinyukilia,
that strike the nuclear facility in Iran,
yanayogonga kituo cha nyuklia kule Iran,
then
basi
the retribution,
kule kulipiza kisasi,
first of all,
kwanza kabisa,
that means that war will spread across many nations,
kumaanisha kwamba vita hivyo vitaenea katika mataifa mengi.
But the retribution,
lakini kule kulipiza kisasi,
the backfire,
kule kulipiza tena,
the hit back,
vile vita vya kurudisha sasa,
will come on Israel also.
Vita kujia Israeli pia.
And it seems that many nations will form alliance.
Na inaonekana kwamba mataifa mengi yatatengeneza muungano.
And then,
na kisha,
out of that war,
toka kwa vita hivyo,
Israel will be compelled,
Israeli italazimika,
to seek for peace,
kutafuta amani,
to accept a peace deal,
kukubali makubaliano ya amani,
a peace treaty,
kukubali makubaliano ya amani.
And that peace treaty,
na hayo makubaliano ya amani,
the Bible says will be 7 years,
Biblia inasema kwamba itakuwa miaka 7,
but it will be false peace treaty,
lakini itakuwa makubaliano ya amani ya uongo,
because the confederacy,
manake
the alliance,
manake ule muungano,
of all the civil authorities,
wa hayo mamlaka yote,
of all powers,
ya hizo nguvu zote,
all governments,
serikali hizo zote,
that will still be against the Lord,
ambazo bado zitakuwa dhidi ya Bwana,
will be still against the Lord,
bado vitakuwa dhidi ya Bwana.
In fact,
na hakika,
their resolve to be against the Lord and God's people,
uamzi wao wa kuwa kinyume na Bwana na watu wa Bwana,
will be further strengthened,
hatimaye utatiwa nguvu hata zaidi,
by the works of the false prophet,
na kazi za manabii wa uongo,
whom you see now by counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders,
huyu nabii wa uongo ambaye unamuona sasa na miujiza ya uongo na maajabu ya uongo,
he will now convince them,
sasa atawashawishi.
That's why it's written here,
na ndio maana imeandikwa hapa,
in Revelation chapter 19 verse 20,
katika Ufunuo 19 mstari wa 20,
but the beast was captured,
lakini yule mnyama akakamatwa,
and with him the false prophet,
na pamoja naye nabii wa uongo,
who had performed the miraculous signs,
ambaye alikuwa amefanya ishara,
on his behalf,
kwa niaba yake,
with these signs,
na hizi ishara,
he deluded,
alidanganya
those who had received the mark of the beast.
Wale waliokuwa wamepokea chapa ya huyo mnyama.
And worshipped his image.
Na kuiabudu sanamu yake.
So you see that?
Kwa hivyo ona hiyo.
So the kings and the confederacy.
Na kwa hivyo wafalme na ule utawala.
The alliance.
Ule muungano.
That you see described here.
Ambao waona ukielezwa hapa.
When he says verse 19.
Anaposema katika mstari wa 19.
Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth.
Kisha nikamwona yule mnyama na wafalme wa duniani.
And the armies gather together.
Na kuna majeshi na majeshi pia wakiwa pamoja.
To make war against the rider of the horse.
Ili kupigana vita dhidi ya yule aliyempanda huyo farasi.
And his army.
Na jeshi lake.
These are the kings that believe through delusion. They believe the false miracles, the false signs and wonders of the false prophets.
Hawa ni wafalme ambao kupitia udanganyifu wanaamini miujiza ya uongo na ishara za uongo za nabii wa uongo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so you see.
Na basi waona.
That this war in Revelation chapter 19 verse 11 to 21.
Ya kwamba vita hivi vya Ufunuo 19 mstari wa 11 mpaka 21.
This war happens post tribulation.
Vita hivi vinatendeka baada ya dhiki.
But the Lord God Almighty.
Lakini Bwana Mungu mkuu mwenyezi.
We bless the Lord.
Tuambariki Bwana.
The Lord God Almighty.
Bwana Mungu mkuu mwenyezi.
He has spoken with me.
Amenena pamoja nami.
And shown me.
Na kunionesha.
The church being taken.
Kanisa likichukuliwa.
And sent me.
Na akanituma.
To prepare the church.
Nikaliendae kanisa.
In righteousness.
Katika uhaki.
And holiness.
Na utakatifu.
To stop corruption.
Na kuacha ufisadi.
To stop immorality.
Kuachisha
to stop evil.
Kuacha uovu.
That she may enter.
Ya kwamba liingie.
I have also seen.
Pia nimeona.
The rapture of the dead.
Unyakuzi wa wafu.
So that can only tell you.
Basi hiyo yaweza tu kukwambia.
That the rapture of the church.
Kwamba unyakuzi wa kanisa.
Will take place.
Utatendeka.
That the elect of God.
Ya kuwa wateule wa Mungu.
Will not see tribulation.
Hawataona dhiki.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because they are not meant to be devoured.
Manake hawajakusudiwa kudanganywa.
The Lord will not allow.
Bwana hata niruhusu.
The beast to devour his elect church.
Mnyama akararue kanisa lake masalia.
Because.
Kwa sababu.
They go into the wedding feast of the lamb.
Wanaingia katika karamu ya harusi ya mwanakondoo.
Otherwise the wedding feast of the lamb will be empty.
La sivyo karamu ya harusi ya mwanakondoo itakuwa tupu.
The church has to be seated at that table.
Kanisa lazima liwe limeketi kwenye hiyo meza.
The bride of Christ.
Bi harusi wa Kristo.
And you see the tremendous celebration.
Na unaona unaona ile sherehe kubwa kabisa.
That throbs the expanse of heaven.
Ambayo inaenea kote kote kwenye upeo wa mbinguni.
When the church is seated.
Wakati kanisa linaketi.
In finest linen.
Katika ile kitani nzuri.
Bright and clean.
Safi ingarayo.
Lino finissimo.
Lino finissimo.
Limpio is a puro y limpio.
Na anasema puro y limpio.
Finest linen.
Kitani nzuri sana.
Pure and clean.
Safi.
Pure.
Safi na inayong'aa.
Meaning there's no highest level.
Kumaanisha kwamba hakuna kiwango kingine kikuu kushinda hiyo.
I want us to take a short break.
Nataka tuchukue kitambo kifupi cha ibada.
But when we come back.
Lakini tutakaporejea.
I will still explore with you.
Bado nitaweza kuchambua nawe.
What else will happen within the timeline of God?
Ni nini kingine kitatendeka katika majira ya Mungu?
What is the Gog Magog war?
Hivi vita vya Gog Magog ni vipi?
That Ezekiel celebrates in Ezekiel 38 and 39.
Ambavyo Ezekieli anasherekea katika Ezekieli 38 na 39.
How is it related to the war that we see coming to take place in the next few months between Israel and Iran?
Inaambatanaje na vita ambavyo tunaona kwamba vinakuja kutendeka kwa miezi michache ijayo kati ya Israeli na Irani?
The Lord bless you.
Bwana awabariki.
And then I'll read the newspapers.
Alafu nitasoma magazeti.
And then I'll cover the significance of Iran, Persia, in biblical history.
Na kisha nitapata kushiriki umuhimu wa Irani, yani Pasha, katika historia ya kibiblia.
Significance in biblical prophecy.
Umuhimu katika unabii wa kibiblia.
So again, now what is the most important question here?
Na basi mara tena swali la muhimu zaidi hapa ni lipi?
The question then becomes.
Swali basi linakuwa hili.
if that war took place today,
ikiwa vita hivyo vitatendeka leo,
then when will the rapture take place?
Basi je, unyakuzi utatendeka lini?
Again,
tena,
the most important question right now,
swali la muhimu zaidi hivi sasa,
is whether this war,
ni ya kwamba ikiwa hivi vita,
is pre-rapture or post-rapture?
Ni vya kabla ya unyakuzi ama baada ya unyakuzi?
Because a lot of people have posted in the web,
manake watu wengi wamechapisha kwenye mtandao,
and they said, oh look, the man of God said,
na wakasema kwamba tazama nabii wa Mungu alisema,
that the Israel-Iran war,
ya kwamba vita vya Israeli-Irani,
is post-rapture,
ni vya baada ya unyakuzi.
Nobody can say such a thing.
Hakuna mtu awezaye kusema kitu kama hicho.
I remember too well,
nakumbuka vyema sana,
that in that meeting that I'm being quoted as having said so,
ya kwamba katika mkutano huo ambao ninanukuliwa kwamba nilisema hivyo,
the Lord had shown me the Israeli aircraft leaving to go strike Iran in that mighty dream.
Bwana alikuwa amenionyesha ndege za Kiisraeli kwenda kugonga hicho kituo cha nyuklia kule Irani.
In that dream.
Katika ndoto hiyo.
And that's why I called for that urgent meeting that Sunday morning.
Na ndio maana nikaitisha huo mkutano wa dharura hiyo Jumapili asubuhi.
And I said,
na nikasema,
that nobody knows the day or the hour,
kwamba hapana mtu ajuae siku wala saa,
and so,
na kwa hivyo,
let no man or woman,
asije mtu yeyote mwanaume ama mwanamke,
let no person,
asije mtu yeyote,
say that look, I am still waiting for the prophecy of the Israel-Iran war,
aseme kwamba ninangojea unabii wa vita vya Israeli na Irani,
because it will happen first before the rapture.
Manake vitatendeka kwanza kabla ya unyakuzi.
That would have been a tragedy.
Hiyo ingekuwa makosa sana.
When I saw it written in the web,
nilipoona imeandikwa hivyo kwenye mtandao,
that the man of God says Israel-Iran war is post-rapture,
kwamba nabii wa Mungu anasema kwamba vita vya Israeli na Irani ni vya baada ya unyakuzi,
however outrageous may have been,
hata kama ilikuwa kuu vipi,
I was happy with that.
Nilifurahia hiyo.
Because that means,
maana hiyo inamaanisha,
at least people are preparing,
anga watu wanajiandaa,
for the coming of the Lord.
Kwa ajili ya kuja kwake.
The worst would have been,
mbaya kabisa ingekuwa hivi,
when they would have written that Israel-Iran war is pre-rapture.
Wakati wangeandika kwamba vita vya Israeli na Irani ni vya kabla ya unyakuzi.
Nobody knows the day or the hour.
Hakuna mtu ajuae siku wala saa.
Of the coming of the Messiah.
Ya kuja kwake Masia.
He will come like a thief.
Atakuja kama mwivi.
But,
lakini,
what the Lord has displayed here very clearly,
kile ambacho Bwana amedhihirisha hapa kwa wazi kabisa,
is that this war is related to the coming of the Messiah.
Ya kwamba hivi vita vinaambatana na kuja kwake Masia.
It may be that when this war takes place sharp like this,
yawezekana kwamba wakati vita hivi vitatendeka mara moja tu hivi,
then it takes 3-4 months,
basi itachukua miezi mitatu minne,
for 1 year,
ama mwaka mmoja,
and Israel signs the 7-year deal, peace deal.
Alafu Israeli itaeka sahihi yale makubaliano ya amani ya miaka saba.
After 3 years, 1 year, 3 days, who knows?
Baada ya miaka mitatu, mwaka moja, siku tatu, nani ajuae?
So nobody can say that when that war takes place, the rapture happens the same day.
Basi hakuna mtu awezaye kusema kwamba wakati vita hivyo vitatendeka, unyakuzi unatendeka siku hiyo hiyo.
Today here,
leo hapa,
as I was playing for you the clips,
nilipokuwa nikiwachezea hizo awamu,
the reportage on this war,
ripoti juu ya vita hivi,
the Lord stole me into a trance.
Bwana aliniiba katika usingizi kidogo,
and I saw a lot of Israeli aircrafts on the runway.
Na nikaona ndege nyingi za Kiisraeli pale kwa runway,
at high speed taking off,
zikiwa kwenye kasi ya juu kabisa zinaanza safari.
And I heard the voice saying,
na nikasikia sauti ikasema,
look, this war has broken out,
tazama hivi vita vimelipuka.
And there is a follow up vision most recently,
na kuna maono ya kufuatilia hivi majuzi kabisa,
when the Lord again showed me the aircrafts,
Wakati mara tena Bwana alinionyesha ndege.
And said, and by voice he said.
Na kwa sauti akasema.
Look, the war has broken out.
Tazama, vita vimelipuka.
The war has broken out.
Vita vimelipuka.
So this war is related to the coming of the Messiah.
Na kwa hivyo vita hivi vinaambatana na kuja kwake Masia.
While nobody may know the day or the hour.
Wakati hakuna mtu anaweza kujua siku wala saa.
The rapture could happen right before the war.
Unyakuzi pia waweza kutendeka kabla ya hivyo vita.
Such that when the war takes place, then they announce one peace deal right away there and then.
Kiasi ya kwamba wakati vita vile vitatendeka, mara moja wanatangaza ule mkubaliano wa amani papo hapo.
Or,
ama,
the rapture could happen after this war.
Unyakuzi pia waweza kutendeka baada ya hivi vita.
But the most important thing,
lakini jambo la muhimu sana,
the most important message that today's news,
ujumbe wa muhimu zaidi ambao habari za leo,
screams out to the church,
zinatokeza kwa kanisa,
is that time is over.
Ni kwamba wakati umekwisha.
I am reading a newspaper here called Haaretz.
Ninasoma gazeti hapa linaitwa Haaretz.
Of March 2nd.
La tarehe mbili ya mwezi wa Machi.
And this is the title of this Israeli newspaper.
Na hiki ndicho kichwa cha hili gazeti la Kiisraeli.
Hezbollah. Full colon.
Alafu koloni.
Israeli attack on Iran would set Middle East ablaze.
Uvamizi wa Israeli kwa Irani utawasha moto kote kote katika Mashariki ya Kati.
Deputy Secretary General of Hezbollah.
Deputy Secretary General wa Hezbollah.
Says Israel unaware of the scale of consequences.
Anasema kwamba Israeli bila kujua athari za yatakayotokea.
From a strike on Iran.
Tokana na kugonga Iran.
Stresses the Hezbollah fighters.
Inasisitiza ya kwamba wapiganaji wa Hezbollah.
Are now better equipped to retaliate against Israel than they were in 2006.
Sasa wamejiami bora zaidi kulipiza kisasi Israeli kuliko walivyokuwa katika 2006.
I want to read for you another title.
Nataka niwasomeeni kichwa kingine.
On this crisis.
Juu ya haya matata.
It says again, this is the second, the 24th of February.
Na hii ni tarehe 24 ya Februari.
It is Inet News. It's an Israeli news.
Ni habari za Kiisraeli zinaitwa Inet.
And it says in the title.
Na anasema hivi katika kichwa chake.
Iran ready to wipe Israel off the map.
Irani iko tayari kufagilia Israeli toka kwa ramani.
And he says.
Na anasema.
Tehran's deputy defense minister.
Deputy Defense Minister wa Tehran
warns Jerusalem against strike.
Anaonya Yerusalemi dhidi ya kulipua makugonga
on Iran's nuclear facilities.
Vituo vya Irani vya nyuklia.
And says.
Na anasema.
Any action by Zionist regime.
Hatua yoyote itakayochukuliwa na hiki kizazi cha Sayuni
will bring about its destruction.
Itasababisha kuharibiwa kwake.
And so you see very clearly that he is talking about wiping Israel off the map.
Na basi waona wazi kabisa kwamba ananena juu ya kufutulia Israeli mbali toka kwa ramani.
Another report on this March 2nd by Haaretz.
Alafu ripoti nyingine tarehe mbili ya mwezi wa tatu na Haaretz.
He says report.
Anasema ripoti.
US bolsters defenses in Gulf.
Marekani inaimarisha makombora yake kwenye Gulf.
Amid Iran tension.
Katikati ya dhiki ya Irani.
And he says Wall Street Journal reports that US military.
Na anasema kwamba habari za Wall Street na ripoti ya kwamba wanajeshi wa Marekani
is positioning new equipment.
Wanaweka vyombo vipya.
And expanding surveillance.
Na kupanua kundi lao la uchunguzi.
In the strategic strait of Hormuz region.
Katika eneo la Hormuz.
That is where most of the oil that serves the world passes through.
Hapo ndipo nyingi ya mafuta yanayotumika kote duniani yanapitia.
And Iran promised to shut it down.
Na Irani iliahidi ya kwamba itaifunga.
Another newspaper, Haaretz, another article from Haaretz, March 2nd this year.
Alafu habari zingine kwa gazeti la Haaretz, alafu ni tarehe 2 ya Machi mwaka huu.
And he says,
na anasema,
the headline,
kichwa,
Iran's defense minister.
Defense minister wa Iran
says,
asema,
attack will lead to Israel's collapse.
Uvamizi utasababisha mporomoko wa Israeli.
Another newspaper.
Alafu katika gazeti lingine.
It says, Israel won't warn US before Iran strike.
Israeli haitaonya Marekani kabla ya kugonga Iran.
Another one.
Alafu na nyingine.
It says, Obama says.
Inasema Obama asema.
I'm not bluffing on Iran. American president tells Atlantic magazine.
Raisi wa Marekani anaambia gazeti la Atlantiki.
That when the US says it is unacceptable.
Ya kwamba wakati Marekani inasema kwamba haikubaliki.
For Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
Kwa Irani kuwa na vyombo vya kinyuklia.
We mean it.
Tunamaanisha vivyo hivyo.
And then Another one here, this is a CNN reportage.
Alafu nyingine hapa report is a CNN.
It says officials say.
Anasema kwamba afisa asema.
Netanyahu to head to United States next month.
Netanyahu aelekea Marekani mwezi ujao.
This was February.
Hii ilikuwa February.
And we know that the trip, you see that? Is built, the trip is coming amidst tension.
Na tunajua kwamba hiyo safari inakuja katikati ya hii dhiki.
Mounting tension hofu, between Israel and Iran.
Hofu inayoendelea kuongezeka kati ya Israeli na Irani.
Speculation is swirling in Washington.
Na pia mambo mengi kabisa mazungumzo yanaendelea kule Washington.
Whether Israel may preemptively bomb Iran.
Ikiwa Israeli kwa kutangulia inaweza kulipua Iran.
And again another paper, the Daily Star.
Alafu gazeti lingine Daily Star.
And many others.
Na mengine mengi.
But I want to summarize one thing here.
Lakini nataka kufupisha kitu kimoja hapa.
Again.
Tena.
This war that is coming to take place between Israel and Iran.
Hivi vita vinavyokuja kutendeka kati ya Israeli na Irani.
Nobody can know whether it's pre-rapture or post-rapture.
Hakuna mtu awezaye kujua ikiwa ni vya kabla ya unyakuzi ama baada ya unyakuzi.
But one thing that we are sure about.
Lakini jambo moja ambalo tunahakiki juu yake.
Is that when the tribulation and the great tribulation takes place.
Ni ya kwamba wakati dhiki na dhiki kuu inatendeka.
At the end of that 7 years.
Mwishoni mwa hiyo miaka saba.
Of false peace treaty.
Ya makubaliano ya amani ya uongo.
Christ will return.
Kristo atarudi.
To do the final war of Armageddon.
Kufanya vita vya mwisho vya Armageddon.
After that is what Revelation chapter 19 was celebrating.
Hicho ndicho Ufunuo mlango wa 19 inasherekea.
From verse 11 to 21.
Kuanzia mstari wa 11 mpaka 21.
Immediately the Lord defeats the enemies of God.
Na mara moja tu Bwana atakapowashinda maadui wa Mungu.
Then he will establish 1,000 years of peace and righteousness.
Alafu atadhibitisha miaka 1,000 ya amani na uhaki.
And after their and during their 1,000 years.
Na katika hiyo miaka 1,000.
The devil is bound.
Shetani anafungwa.
Totally bound in the abyss.
Anafungwa kabisa kule shimoni.
And then after the 1,000 years.
Na baada ya hiyo miaka 1,000.
The devil is again released.
Shetani ataachiliwa tena.
But if you look very carefully again, still on the book of Revelation.
Lakini ukiangalia kwa makini kabisa bado katika kile kitabu cha Ufunuo wa Yohana.
Chapter 19.
Mlango wa 19.
He's talk about the rapture of the church.
Ananena juu ya unyakuzi wa kanisa.
Up to from verse 6 all the way to verse 10.
Kuanzia mstari wa 6 kuendelea mpaka wa 10.
Verse 11 to 21.
Mstari wa 11 mpaka 21.
He talks about the war of Armageddon.
ananena juu ya vita vya Armageddon.
But when you go now to verse 20,
lakini sasa ukiingia kwa mstari wa 20,
he talks about the millennium of peace.
Ananena juu ya kipindi cha miaka 1000 cha amani.
This is the millennium of peace and righteousness.
Hii ni miaka 1000 ya amani na uhaki.
And then after that,
kisha baada ya hapo,
he talks about the judgment of the dead.
Ananena juu ya hukumu ya wafu.
The white throne judgment.
Kiti cheupe cha enzi cha hukumu.
Chapter 21.
Mlango wa 21.
He then talks about the new Jerusalem.
Sasa ananena juu ya Yerusalemu mpya.
And that tells us very clearly.
Na hiyo inatuambia kwa wazi kabisa.
That after the 1000 years of reigning with Christ.
Ya kwamba baada ya miaka 1000 ya kutawala na Kristo.
As the devil will be released again.
Ba, sasa wakati ambapo ibilisi ataachiliwa tena.
The church will move with the Lord into the new Jerusalem.
Kanisa litaingia na Bwana katika Yerusalemu mpya.
And she'll take up her place.
Na litachukua nafasi yake.
Precious people.
Watu wa dhamani.
I want to handle a little bit about Iran and then I'll come back to the war of Armageddon.
Nataka nishughulikie kiasi juu ya Iran alafu nitarudi tena kwa vita vya Armageddon.
Why? Why is Iran perpetrating such rhetoric against Israel?
Kwa nini Irani ina mazungumzo ya namna hiyo dhidi ya Israeli?
I want you to know the following.
Nataka ujue yafuatayo.
That Iran has been a very important part of biblical prophecy.
Ya kwamba Irani imekuwa sehemu kuu kabisa ya unabii wa Biblia.
And Iran in the Bible is known as Persia.
Na Irani kwenye Biblia inaitwa Persia.
They are called Persians.
Wanaitwa wa Persia.
And Iran at one point was a very great empire of the world. Until Iran was conquered by Alexander the Great.
Hadi Irani iliposhindwa na Alexander the Great.
The kings such as King Cyrus the Great,
wafalme kama vile mfalme Cyrus mkuu,
Darius,
Ahasuerus,
commonly known as Xerxes,
anavyojulikana kama Xerxes,
Artaxerxes, such prominent kings that are found in the Bible,
wafalme wakubwa wa namna hii wanaopatikana kwenye Biblia,
they once ruled the great empire of Iran.
Wakati mmoja walitawala ufalme mkubwa wa Iran.
But surprisingly,
lakini la kushangaza,
and ironically,
na pia la kinaya,
the book of Esther in the Bible,
kitabu cha Esther kwenye Biblia,
talks about how a Jewish girl,
kinanena juu ya msichana mmoja wa Kiyahudi,
became the queen of Persia.
Alifanyika malkia wa Persia.
And how God used her to save his people, the Jews, from a plot to wipe them out.
Na jinsi Mungu alivyomtumia kuwaokoa watu wa Kiyahudi tokana na mpango wa kuwafutilia mbali.
The book of Esther also explains of how a special festival called Purim was established.
Na pia kitabu cha Esther kinanena juu ya sherehe fulani speciali ya Kiyahudi inayoitwa Purim ilivyodhibitishwa.
To mark and remember and celebrate.
Ili kuidhinisha, kukumbuka na kusherekea.
That deliverance.
Huo ukombozi.
Purim is a word, is a Hebrew word.
Purim ni neno la Kiyahudi.
Derived from the Persian word pur.
Ambalo linanukuliwa toka kwa neno la Kipasia linaitwa pur.
Meaning lot.
Kumaanisha hizo.
It recounts and recalls how Haman cast lots to determine the best day to carry out his plot to wipe out the Jews.
Na inaidhinisha vile ambavyo Haman alitafuta kura ya kutengeneza mipango ya kuangamiza na kuwamaliza Wayahudi.
It can be well said today.
Yaweza kusemwa vyema kabisa leo hii.
That the current leaders of Iran.
Ya kwamba viongozi wa sasa wa Irani.
Are still operating.
Bado wanatenda kazi zao.
In the spirit of Herman.
Bado wanafanya kazi katika roho ya Hermani.
because of such articles
kwa sababu ya habari za namna hii
that say
zinazosema
that Iran ready to wipe Israel off the map
ya kwamba Irani tayari kufagilia Israeli toka kwa uso wa dunia.
When at that time Haman's plan was also to wipe Israel out of the map, to wipe the Jews out of the map.
Nakumbuka wakati huo huo, pia mpango wa Harmani ulikuwa ya kwamba afutilie Wayahudi mbali kabisa toka kwa uso wa dunia awamalize.
So Persia has always been a very, very important part of Bible prophecy.
Na kwa hivyo Persia siku zote imekuwa ya muhimu kabisa katika unabii wa Biblia.
And Daniel in his visions,
na Danieli katika maono yake,
Daniel saw the vision of the ram and the goat.
Danieli aliona maono ya kondoo na mbuzi.
And in that vision, Daniel saw himself in a city called Shushan.
Na katika maono hayo, Danieli akajiona katika mji uitwao Shushani.
In other words, Susa.
Yani Susa.
In Persian.
Katika Kipasia.
And that city
na huo mji
was the capital city of Persia.
Ulikuwa mji mkuu wa Persia.
There are lots of Jews living in Iran right now.
Kuna Wayahudi wengi wanaoishi Irani hivi sasa.
At this point in time.
Katika wakati huu tunaponena.
Even Ezekiel.
Hata Ezekieli.
He writes, he saw the vision of the Lord.
Aliona maono ya Bwana.
And in Ezekiel 38.
Na katika Ezekieli 38.
He describes the events of this last day.
Anaelezea matukio ya hizi siku za mwisho.
And he describes nations that will confederate, that will combine together for the purposes of destroying Israel.
Na anaelezea mataifa yatakayokuja pamoja yaungane kwa makusudi ya kuharibu Israeli.
And that list contains Iran.
Na katika hiyo orodha mnamo Iran.
And it talks about that time as being the time when Israel will be isolated.
Na ananena juu ya wakati huo kuwa wakati ambapo Israeli itatengwa iwe peke yake.
Precious people.
Watu wa dhamani.
Iran.
Iran.
Has been part of the Bible.
Imekuwa sehemu ya Biblia.
There is going to be a role again.
Ya kwamba kwaenda kuwa na jukumu tena.
However.
Lakini hata hivyo.
Who is involved in this Gog Magog war?
Ni nani anayehusika katika hivi vita vya Gog Magog?
Of Ezekiel 38.
Vya Ezekieli 38.
And 39.
Na 39.
It's very clear now.
Ni wazi kabisa sasa.
That in the listings.
Ya kwamba katika orodha.
Russia is leading that alliance.
Urusi inaongoza huo muungano.
And then. All the other states that Russia sponsors are part of it.
Na mataifa mengine yote ambayo Urusi inafadhili pia yamo sehemu ya hiyo.
Like Iran.
Kama vile Iran.
Syria.
Syria.
Turkey, many others.
Turkey na mengineyo.
They form an alliance with Russia.
Wanatengeneza muungano na Urusi.
And then they storm.
Alafu wanavamia.
In the Gog Magog war.
Katika vita vya Gog Magog.
And it's such a war.
Na ni vita kiasi kwamba.
A terrible war that's fought in the valley of Megiddo.
Vita vikuu kabisa vya kutisha ambavyo vitapiganwa katika bonde la Megiddo.
But then.
Lakini.
The beauty about that war.
Jambo zuri juu ya vita hivyo.
That when all the nations gang up and team up against Israel.
Ya kwamba wakati mataifa yote yataungana alafu yainuke dhidi ya Israeli.
And then the Lord comes from heaven.
Alafu Bwana atashuka toka mbinguni.
And he comes with the raptured saints and he will strike all the nations down on that day.
Na atayagonga mataifa yote chini siku hiyo.
And that war will end in one day.
Na vita hivyo vitaisha kwa siku moja.
That war takes place post-tribulation.
Vita hivyo vitatendeka baada ya dhiki.
It is the end of that war.
Ni mwisho wa hivyo vita.
That gives birth to the millennium, 1,000 years of peace and righteousness.
Vitakavyo zalisha miaka elfu moja ya amani na uhaki.
Precious people.
Watu wa dhamani.
Now you know.
sasa mwajua.
That when you watch your news tonight or tomorrow.
Ya kwamba unapotazama habari zako leo ama hapo kesho.
And you hear that there is going to be war.
Na unasikia kwamba kwaenda kuwepo na vita.
That Israel and Iran are going to fight.
Kwamba Israeli na Irani wanaenda kupigana.
Now you know it for yourself.
Sasa unajijulia mwenyewe.
That war.
Kwamba hivyo vita
has a lot to do with the coming of the Messiah.
Vina mengi sana kuhusiana na kuja kwake Masia.
That war.
Hilo vita
has so much to do with the rapture of the church.
Vina mengi kabisa kuambatana na unyakuzi wa kanisa.
What I've shared tonight.
Kila ambacho nimeshiriki usiku wa leo
is not for laughing.
Si vya kuchekea.
Is not laughable.
Na si vya kucheka.
Is not to be taken lightly.
Wala si vya kuchukuliwa kirahisi.
This.
Haya.
Touches on the very eternity of people.
Yanagusia kwa umilele wa watu.
Nobody can ever smile at this.
Hakuna mtu anayeweza kutabasamu kwa haya.
Because today.
Manake leo.
I have been surprised.
Nimeshtuliwa.
That among the prophecies I've ever given across the earth.
Ya kwamba miongoni mwa unabii ambao nimewahi kupeana kote kote duniani.
This prophecy of the nuclear war coming to Iran.
Huu unabii wa vita vya nyuklia vijavyo Irani.
Is the one I have brought extensively across the entire face of the earth. And severally.
Ndivyo ambavyo nimetabiri kote kote kwa urefu na upana katika pembe zote za dunia tena mara kwa mara.
And we know it, precious people.
Na twayajua watu wa dhamani.
That it is said.
Kwamba inasemwa hivi.
That end time Bible prophecy.
Ya kwamba unabii wa Biblia wa nyakati za mwisho.
That touches on the church.
Unaugusia kanisa.
And the coming of the Messiah.
Na kuja kwake Masia.
Gravitates.
Unazunguka.
Around the state of Israel.
Unazunguka taifa la Israeli.
And today we've seen it here.
Na leo tumeiona hapa.
That Israel is sitting at the center of biblical prophecy.
Ya kwamba Israeli imeketi katikati mwa unabii wa Biblia.
I wanted to share about the beast that is coming.
Nilitaka kushiriki juu ya mnyama anayekuja.
But I am not able to share that.
Lakini siwezi kushiriki hiyo.
Because of time.
Kwa sababu ya wakati.
But I want to say one thing.
Lakini nataka kusema jambo moja.
That may the Lord bless you.
Kwamba Bwana na awabariki.
May the Lord open your eyes.
Bwana na ayafungue macho yenu.
And help you.
Na kuwasaidieni.
If there is anybody that wants to receive the Lord right now.
Ikiwa kuna mtu anayetaka kumpokea Bwana hivi sasa.
Repeat after me.
Rudia nyuma yangu.
Dear Jesus.
Yesu mpendwa.
I repent today.
Ninatubu leo.
Precious Lord.
Bwana wa dhamani.
And return to you.
Na kukurudia.
Please forgive me.
Tafadhali nisamehe.
Of all sin.
Dhambi zote.
Especially sexual sin.
Hasa dhambi za uasherati na ngono.
Immorality.
Uasherati.
Pornography.
Pornografia.
And lies.
Na uongo.
And witchcraft.
Na uchawi.
And establish me.
Na uniimarishe.
In righteousness.
Katika uhaki.
And keep my name.
Na uliweke jina langu.
In the book of life.
Katika kitabu cha uzima.
Of the Lamb of God.
Cha mwana kondoo wa Mungu.
Mighty Lord.
Bwana mkuu.
Today.
Leo.
I have seen your love.
Nimeona upendo wako.
And known that time is over.
Na kujua kwamba wakati umekwisha.
And decided now.
Na kuamua sasa.
That I will not backslide.
Kwamba sitarudi nyuma tena.
But I will live a righteous life.
Lakini nitaishi maisha ya uhaki.
I will live to please you, Jesus.
Nitaishi kukupendeza Yesu.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Katika jina kuu la Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Back live. This is the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour, and we're broadcasting live out of Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. It is Sunday, July 13th, 2014, 7:39 Eastern Time on this early Sunday evening. And you've been listening to the bondservant of the Lord, the mighty prophet of the Lord, the Elijah that was promised to come in Malachi 4, 5, and throughout the scriptures in Deuteronomy 13 and Deuteronomy 18. Share with us the secrets from the kingdom of God, from the throne of the Lord. This is a war with Iran, the Israel and Iran war, a nuclear war that the earth has never seen before. And we heard from the mighty prophet some clear guidelines and instructions, and also the opportunity to repent, which is the grace of our God, that the heavens are still open, that we can repent and enter, turn away from all the sin and iniquity. And here in the United States, we're even exporting sin and iniquity around the globe with homosexuality and all sorts of sexual immorality, with Hollywood and our movies that idolize adultery and the love of money, the things of the flesh, the things of the world, all the things that are perishing and all the deception that comes from our nation. And the Lord has given us this day to turn away from them, to repent and return from the Lord, to call upon the mighty Holy Spirit, the one that establishes us in righteousness, the one that enables us to walk in agreement with the Lord and enables us to overcome sin. This is the Red Horse prophecy and the conclusion of the four apocalyptic horsemen. And we heard the white horse of deception, the red horse of war, the black horse of famine and economic crisis, and the pale horse of death. And we can see in the news, it's not business as usual. Everyone in the world now, with an eye to see and an ear to hear, can see that we've never really reached this point before. And the world is in the days of distress, also prophesied by Daniel. These are the days of distress, and that the righteous are growing in more righteousness, and yet the wicked are growing more wicked. And we see the distress of the nations. We see perplexity. We do see the roaring of the seas. We do see the fear that we see in Luke, and the Lord tells us, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. One scripture that's worth covering, the mighty prophet shared, was in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He was reading from the NIV, and it reads similar also in the King James Version as well. Probably one of the most misunderstood and misquoted scriptures in Christianity here in the United States. Of course, that would go along with all of the deception that we've seen. And this is the reason why the church is looking for the Antichrist. Rather, what she should be doing is preparing for the coming of the Messiah. We've seen this verse abused and misunderstood. For those that are preparing for survival, their 401ks and their gold and their silver, their bunkers, their food, their insurance policy, their wood retreats, their retreats in the mountains, and all of these things, because they have misunderstood and have been deceived by the ways of the world. And even when the scriptures presented, the scriptures have been perverted and twisted. We know the enemy quotes scripture all the time. He quoted it to the Messiah himself. You will find that in the temptation in the wilderness, Matthew chapter 4. There you will see Satan quoting a number of scriptures, including Psalms. So we shouldn't be surprised. But let's cover 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 one more time. We heard the mighty prophet as he read through. And this isn't speculation. This isn't the rumor court. This isn't, I have a new theory, let's publish a new book, and let's go on the End Time Prophecy Circuit Club. No, those days are over, because now we've heard from the Lord himself from the throne of God, and the Lord sent his mighty prophet to sweep away with the broom of destruction all of the altars of Baal that have sacrificed much at the altar of Baal for money and profit, status, prestige, book sales, video sales, you name it, they're selling it, all down to selling the blood of the Lamb. But as you've heard, it's from the throne of the Lord, and it's free. All the materials are free. There's no money raising here. No one's selling a survival kit, how to survive the nuclear war, because we are to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. These are the signs that lead right up to the rapture of the church. It is no joking matter. It is extremely serious. Eternity of the church hangs in the balance. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. But the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And as we heard from the Lord through his mighty servant, there's no dispute and no debate. The one holding back is the mighty Holy Spirit. Until the Holy Spirit is removed, when the church is raptured. And then we see the darkness descend on planet Earth as the church is gone. And those that are left behind will be sent a very, very strong delusion, and they will not enter. We know that delusion must be enormously powerful, because already, even with the Holy Spirit here, we have lesbian and gay transgender churches. And that's with the light of the Lord here on earth. So great is the darkness and deception. We have sexual immorality in the church today. We have seen the deception destroy families with a higher divorce rate in the church and the house of God, even higher than in the secular world. It's over 50-60%. So we can clearly understand now that when the Lord says he's going to send a powerful delusion, this is verse 11, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. They've rejected the truth. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. And now I think very few of us would need any convincing that that powerful delusion is obviously going to be part of the white horse of deception. Make no mistake about it, the rest of the world will be deluded, deceived entirely in those days. So now is the time to enter. Now is the time to prepare. For when those days of darkness come, the entire world will be engulfed and deceived. That was 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we were reading through verses 8 through 11. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, one of the more twisted when it reaches the prophetic circles, and false prophets and false apostles and false teachers will take and twist the scripture to try to prove that one should look for the coming of the Antichrist and not the Messiah. We see that is so rampant in the United States, and that's how they're able to sell all of their wares and merchandise, because after all, if you did preach, prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah, you wouldn't be selling a thing. Hallelujah. Okay. Pastor Jose is with us from the California altar, and we were just wrapping 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the war with Iran, the prophecy of the 4 apocalyptic horsemen. A lot of material, and what a blessing, Pastor Jose, if you're still with us, that the mighty prophet shared. What has the Lord placed on your heart this evening?
Amen, Pastor Lou and Pastor Raymond and all the precious listeners tuned in. Very, very powerful message. We are seeing all this unfold before our very eyes. This is the warning of the Lord, precious saints. This is it. This is that warning, loud and clear. There is no question about it, whether it is or it isn't. This is it. This is not pastors or evangelists of the world with their top-selling books, as Pastor Lou said, debating with one another as to, oh, I believe this or this or this. No, this is the word of the Lord, and this will come to pass. This is the servant of the Lord, the mighty servant of the Lord, the mighty prophet that was promised to the church of Christ that the Lord would send, the Elijah. He is here. This is him. We are witnesses, precious saints. With our very own eyes, we have seen. We are seeing. We are hearing with the ears and the eyes that the Lord has given us. And we are here to testify and to warn the Church of America and to warn the churches of the world, the nations that are tuned in, that may stumble into this message later on as it's archived. All those that are tuned in live, this is the warning of the Lord. We must prepare. Like Pastor Lou mentioned, you know, there's a group of saints, group of people that are still in wrapped up in this delusion that the Lord has sent, that, and I repent from it because I was once there, that are seeking and fighting and looking for who the Antichrist is. And the Word clearly tells us this person will not be revealed until the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and the church is taken. We must prepare. This is the time to prepare. The warnings are given so that we may prepare. This is the generation of the garments, the wedding garments. We must prepare those garments so that we may be found ready, without spot or blemish, so that we may be prepared to enter. We need to enter into the ark because, like the servant of the Lord said, the rapture can happen at any time. These events that are happening in Israel right now are tied in to the rapture. This is it, precious saints. These are the warnings, the countdown, the marriage supper of the Lamb, the day that heaven is waiting for. That as the servant of the Lord has said, that in the calendar in heaven, this is the day that all the inhabitants of the kingdom of the Lord in heaven are waiting to see. Why? Because the fruit of the cross will be established on that day of rapture.
Amen.
Those who died in Christ will be raised from the dead in the rapture. And those of us who remain will also be caught up to join them. And the fruit of the cross will be established. Job that the Messiah did for the world on the cross will be established on that day. It will be a marvelous day. It will be, I couldn't say any words. I would do it injustice. It will just be an event that we must prepare for and must not be held back from preparing. These are the days to trust in the Lord and the Lord alone, to seek the Lord with all our hearts, to put away the ways of the world, the deception of the world, the entertainment of the world. We must be a separate people, precious saints. I want to read from the word of the Lord, and it's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verses 16 through 21. Isaiah 26, verses 16 to 21. Lord, they came to you in their distress when you disciplined them. They could barely whisper a prayer, as a pregnant woman about to give birth risks and cries out in her pain. So were we in your presence, Lord. We were with child, we risked in labor, but we gave birth to wind. We have not brought salvation to the earth, and the people of the world have not come to life. But your dead will live, Lord. Their bodies will rise. Let those who dwell in the dust wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. Go, my people, enter your rooms and shut the doors behind you. Hide yourself for a little while until his wrath has passed by. See, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling to punish the people of the earth for their sins. The earth will disclose the bloodshed on it. The earth will conceal its slain no longer. Precious saints, this is Isaiah, the prophet of the Lord, seeing the day of the rapture, seeing the days that we are living in. We must prepare. We must allow the Lord to build his church and to build his altars established on his holiness and righteousness. Holiness and righteousness. This is the revival of repentance that is occurring throughout the globe. And I know that those of us who are aware of this magnificent revival that is sweeping the globe right now are rejoicing for the nation of Congo Brazzaville, as they have received the Lord very mightily. The president of that nation, the top officials, they have all surrendered to the Lord and welcomed the mighty prophet of the Lord to their country. They have chosen the highway of holiness as a nation. This is very powerful. These are the signs of the coming of the Messiah. When you see nations as a whole repenting all the way from the top, just like in the days of Nineveh, in the days of Jonah the prophet, all the way from the presidents down to the townspeople repenting before the Lord and allowing the servant of the Lord to say and to share to the nation what the Lord is saying, who are receiving the mightiest prophet of the Lord because he carries the word of the Lord directly from the Lord. When the mighty servant of the Lord speaks, it's the Lord speaking through his servants. This is the message of the Lord that is being delivered to the nations. These are the days that the nations are being warned to prepare, to repent, to turn away from all sin, to seek the Lord, to look back to the days of Jonah and the days of Nineveh, when that whole town, that whole selected people in Nineveh repented completely, all the way down to the animals, wore sackcloth, and they all cried out to the Lord. And they surrendered their hearts to the Lord, and they allowed the Lord to speak, and they allowed the Lord to build his altars and to build his church, because this is his church, precious saints, not the church of man. It's not a business. It's not an organization. This is the Lord, who is more than capable to build his church and to establish his ways here on the earth. And he will always rebuke all sin. And this nation of the United States, we are covered in sin. We have strayed away completely from the ways of the Lord. Like Pastor Lou mentioned, homosexuality is spreading like cancer throughout the states, allowing homosexuals and lesbians to marry. They are defiling the altar of the Lord. They are allowing and transforming the word of the Lord to accept these sins. They are changing the words of the Lord to compromise so that the people will compromise with this lifestyle, which is an abomination before the Lord. All we have to do is look at the billboards on the street coming out of Hollywood, and that will tell it all. The billboards that advertise alcohol and advertise every nude club here in Los Angeles. These are the days that were spoken of, when what is wrong will be called right and what is right will be wrong. We are seeing that clearly. Every body you see on the streets has chosen the ways of the world. We need to repent and we need to heed to this warning. This is the warning to prepare, precious people, to prepare your garments, to prepare your hearts, to prepare in the spirit. There is an outpouring of the Lord's glory on the earth. We have heard that prophesied. It is covering the globe. Heaven is open right now. We must enter into that presence, into that glory, because the Lord will soon shut that door. And pitch darkness will cover the land.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Jose. Very sobering, precious listeners. And I got to be a witness with Pastor Jose and stand that this revival, this is a joke. Everything that you just heard from Pastor Jose, that is the truth of the nations, plural, all over the globe are receiving the message of the Lord. They are preparing for the coming of the Messiah. They are receiving the servant of the Lord as one who speaks for the Lord, just as we saw in Nineveh, where when the word reached the ears of the king of Nineveh, he obeyed the word of the Lord from the prophet Jonah. But we are seeing this all over the globe, whether it is Australia, whether it is Africa and the many nations in Africa, such as Congo, Brazzaville, such as Angola and Kenya and Cameroon, whether it is Europe or Chile and South America. But what about United States. What is wrong here in the United States that the global church, the children of the Lord, are hearing entire sovereign nations, the king's palaces, the president's palaces, are being opened up to receive the message of the Lord, to receive the servant of the Lord? But what about the United States? Why don't we see that here? For the message is coming very, very late to the United States. Why isn't the United States embracing and say, servant of the Lord, we'd like to see that message and hear that message in the United States? Why isn't our president on the phone extending an invite? Why isn't our Congress open to a true state of the Union address, a true state of the nation address? Because that's exactly what we need in the United States, and that's exactly what the other nations have done. They want to hear what the Lord is saying to them. They want to repent and enter. They have seen the bondage of sin. They have seen the degradation of sin. They have seen the destruction throughout the globe, the horrible taskmaster that Satan is. They have seen that. They don't want that. They are looking for answers, and the Lord is providing an answer to turn away from sin, to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. It's time to enter into the kingdom of God. And yet in the United States, a nation we support more Christians and just about, well, actually more than any nation on planet Earth, and we haven't seen the church humble herself, repent, and return to the Lord to make a way. This is frightening. It's very frightening when you see the global evidence, because it's no exaggeration when we share the nations. It's on the internet. It's on television. It's on the news wires. It's on websites. You can hear it on the radio. There are sources and witnesses globally that this is what the Lord is doing. This is the final warning. This is the warning from the Lord. This is very sobering what the church would repent. This is very sobering about what is just moments, seconds away from. And the world will change forever. And it's about entry into the kingdom of God. It is about the deposit of redemption that is within us, the mighty Holy Spirit, to redeem the work of the blood and the cross, that unbelievable, holy, precious price that Christ paid for us to enter. And what have we done with it in the United States? Have we marketed it for money? Have we advertised and sold it for notoriety and book sales? Have we ensnared the church in sexual sin? The love of materialism and earthly things, all of those things that don't bring life, but bring bondage, brings slavery, brings misery, and as the Bible tells us, the sting of death. But heaven is open now, and the love of our Lord, as he shakes the nations one more time, as we started out in Haggai chapter 2, verse 6 through 9, the Lord would shake the nations again, that the remnant bride would awaken, turn to the Lord, repent, and enter into the kingdom of God, to be clothed with the garment of righteousness when the Messiah returns, not to be found in sexual sin, not to be found with pornography, not to be found with seduced by many lovers and spiritual witchcraft and manipulation and all the diabolical practices of the world today, that the United States here, the church not only encourages, but even teaches. We're in a world of trouble. The good news is we have the mighty Holy Spirit to call upon. The good news is, just as the thief on the cross, this message coming so late, just as the thief on the cross was ready to perish, the Lord opened his eyes opened his spiritual ears, and he repented. The story of the thief on the cross is found in Luke chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. This is Luke chapter 23, 39 through 43. And if there's a piece of the scriptures today that's very applicable for the two churches in the United States, given this late hour and how very little time is left, perhaps this is it. For verse 39 in Luke 23, I'm reading from the NIV, one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. That's verse 39. Like the Messiah, our Lord and Savior Jesus, was on the cross. But the other criminal, also on the cross, rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said, since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. And we see the Lord has opened his eyes, and he recognizes the Messiah. He also recognizes that he has sinned. And he calls upon the name of the Lord, verse 42. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. In verse 43, Jesus answered him, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. A powerful testimony from a thief on the cross that was about to perish and die. There was another one on the cross. He too was about to die. He's hurling insults at the Messiah. He's not repenting. He doesn't recognize his sin. He doesn't recognize the Messiah. He doesn't enter. But the criminal, there he is. The Lord has opened his eyes, opened his spiritual eyes and his spiritual ears. He fears God, we find in verse 40. And not only does he fear the Lord, he understands he has sinned. The Lord has opened his eyes to his iniquity. And he turns from it. He fully understands that he gets what his deeds deserve. And he also recognizes that the Messiah has done nothing wrong. The Lamb without defect. And the Lord said that day he would be with him in paradise. And it is late in the United States of America for this message to come here. And in fact, the servant of the Lord has had 5 visitations canceled in the United States of America because the church in the U.S. hasn't been ready. She's been fooling around. She doesn't take it seriously. She's very busy making money, being popular, owning altars, owning churches, forgotten that the sheep belong to the Lord. We have forgotten that in the United States of America. We have forgotten that the church and the altars, they belong to the Lord too. And we will all hold account for the talents, spiritual talents, that the Lord has given us. And all the pastors will be accountable for all of the spiritual talents and the sheep that he has entrusted us with. This is the time to be in fear and trembling, to work out our own salvation in fear and trembling, and repent before the Lord, and to turn away from sin. And we see how good our Lord is, the power of the blood and the cross, that the thief entered. And so it is today, that the remnant bride of the United States of America, she too, she can enter today in Jesus' mighty name. Pastor Jose, we have about 15 minutes left. if there's anything else that the Lord has placed on your heart. Otherwise, I was going to read one other scripture out of Ezekiel chapter 16 for the precious listeners to, for a little bit more background. That would be Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. Pastor Jose? Amen. That's fine. You might be on mute, Pastor Jose. Let me share with the precious listeners, particularly here in the United States of America, because I know that our hearts go out to our fellow brothers and sister countrymen in the United States, as well as the condition and the fallen condition of the church in the United States of America. It's actually it's horrifying to see. The fruit is obvious. And we've shared this before, that when you see an apple, you know that it's come from an apple tree. And when you see a pineapple, you know that's come from a pineapple tree. And when you see the fruit of homosexuality, or you see the fruit of sexual perversion and immorality, or when you see the love of money in the altar of Baal, that comes from another tree, not the tree of life. It is not from the kingdom of God. It's from the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of darkness. This is the fruit that you see in the United States of America, the evil fruit. And we need to produce the fruit of the Lord and be rooted in the proper root, the branch of our Lord and Savior, to yield fruit of righteousness, the fruit of holiness, the grace of our Lord to be at peace, to be those that are bright lights in a dark world, to yield the fruit of the Spirit, which is meekness and patience and kindness, not hatred and vitriol and intemperance, drunkardness, immorality. It doesn't take that much to understand, because even those on the outside in the house of the Lord can see the peddling of the gospel for profit and the prosperity teachers. They can see the false prophets and the lying spirits and those that go about lying on a daily basis to fill their coffers with coins and cash and other three items to build their own kingdoms. This is Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 48 through 50, and this is Sodom, and this is the sin of Sodom, and you will see, as the Lord reveals the sin of Sodom to his mighty servant Ezekiel, the prophet of the Lord, and you will see a frightening parallel with the United States of America, and even the church in the United States of America, and perhaps we'll have an answer as to why the message is not here manifesting that national revival that we so desperately need. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 48. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, your sister Sodom and her daughters never did what you and your daughters have done. Now, this was the sin of your sister, Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned. And they did not help the poor and needy. They were haughty and did detestable things before me. And therefore, I did away with them, as you have seen. That's Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 48 through 50 in the NIV. It's a little stronger language in the King James Version. As I live, says the Lord, neither your sister Sodom nor her daughters have done as you and your daughters have done. Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride. We could stop right there. And we know that pride cometh before the fall. We also know that pride is an enemy of the Lord. It is pride in the United States of America that she refuses to humble herself. The church refuses to humble herself and repent before the Lord. And that is pride, where pride is a blinder of the eyes and deafens the ear to hear from the voice of the Lord. So we need to repent of pride and come into humility and come into agreement with the Lord. Verse 49, look, this was the iniquity of sister Sodom. She and her daughters had pride. Fullness of food. And there you have the whether you're looking at obesity, the physical food, or the yeast, the bread of this world. We walk around content and complacent in sin. Complacent in sin. All throughout the land where there's no fear of the Lord. There's no fear at all. There's no understanding of righteousness and that the holiness of the Lord changes not. And it's important to understand that the righteousness and holiness of our Lord changes not. He has a zero tolerance. That's zero. Zero tolerance towards sin. That's why he sent the Messiah, a final once and for all sacrifice. Once and for all, no more blood of goats and sheep, but the precious blood of the Lamb without defect, the Lord Jesus, to cover our sins. It was not a sacrifice to abuse grace. That was not a sacrifice to sin more. That was the sacrifice to cover our sins throughout the church and for all those that would call upon the name of the Lord. So we see that the complacency towards sin in the United States of America has caused that abuse of the grace of our God. And we know that those that do such things, according to Hebrews that we just read at the top of the hour, will not enter into the kingdom of God, but will face the certain wrath and judgment of the Lord. And finally, verse 49, look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters had pride, fullness of food, and abundance of idleness. It's a shocking phrase to say abundance of idleness, for very few phrases would really wrap up the American culture and the American church better than that, an abundance of idleness. We have Xbox and X Games and TVs and movies and entertainment activities, and we have all sorts of video games and vacations, and you name it, in the United States of America, we have built multi-billion dollar empires to the abundance of idleness. That's an astonishing phrase, and that idleness in America has caused us to pursue the flesh and the things of the world, and to turn our back on the Lord. This is Ezekiel chapter 16, 48 through 50. The Lord gives the revelation to the mighty prophet Ezekiel why it was the land of Sodom and Gomorrah was taken away. As I saw fit, says the Lord, it's the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. To the United States of America today, we have come full circle. And, of course, we do have unbelievably prevailing homosexuality and LGBT in the church with gay bishops and gay leaders in the church, in the house of God. And yet they quote from that very Bible that condemns the behavior, and all those that do such things will not enter the kingdom of God, rather will be cast into the lake of fire. That's Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 48 through 50, here we see the sin of Sodom, and probably a very good reason why the revival, which is global, and the nations are entering, and yet we don't see that in the United States of America, at least in the numbers that one would hope to see with close to 300 million believers, or at least those that say they call upon the name of the Lord. This is the prophecy at the midnight hour. You're listening to Pastor Louis Lupo of Maryland Altar, as well as Pastor Jose Bobadilla of the California Altar. And we were just finishing up the message, hearing from the mighty prophet of the Lord, the war with Iran. This is the prophecy of the four apocalyptic horsemen. And Pastor Jose, if you are with us, we have about 5 minutes and we're ready to close the program, but I wanted to give you the last word.
Amen, Pastor Lou. Shalom. Yes, this is a very, 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 very strong warning, precious saints, especially to us here in America, that for the most part, the majority, we are not seeing this revival. And this is very, very terrifying and shocking. As Pastor Lou said, you know, in a nation of 350 million and the majority claiming that Jesus is Lord and that are Christians and serving the Lord are not hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's very, very shocking. As we see every day, all the saints here in America are chasing other voices, are being detoured on other roads, are pretty much being shaken like the waves of the sea, not on stable ground. They have not set their foundation on the chief cornerstone, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. Share from the word of the Lord, from the book of Jude. I know we have a few minutes. Last, I'll be very quick. From the book of Jude, verses 7 to 10. Jude 1, 7 to 10. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. In the very same way, on the strength of their dreams, these ungodly people pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and heap abuse on celestial beings. But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not himself dare to condemn him for slander, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Yet these people slander whatever they do not understand, and the very things they do understand by instinct, as irrational animals do, will destroy them. Precious saints, we need to heed to this warning. We have a mighty prophet of the Lord among us who is warning the nation, going from nation to nation, preaching the message of repentance, preaching the message of righteousness and holiness. Our God is holy, and he will never change, and he will never compromise with sin. We must repent as a nation. We must repent as servants of the Lord. We must turn away from all sin, from sexual sin, from every sin. We must turn to the Lord and seek his holiness and righteousness. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jose. For additional resources, that was Pastor Jose Bobadilla from the California Altar. We thank the Lord for your time, Pastor Jose. We thank you for sharing and also testifying as a witness to what the Lord is doing, what the Lord is saying. And for the precious listeners, there are more resources available all free at repentandprepare.org. That's www.repentandprepare.org. Videos and PDFs and and just absolutely a gift from heaven. All of it is free and no cost because it comes from our Lord, and the Lord does provide for his work, and we thank God for that so much. Next segment, we'll see what the Lord puts together for the messages for the Lord for the United States of America. This is the prophecy at the midnight hour. It is the midnight hour. It is now time to enter. And until the next segment, we pray that the Lord continues to open the spiritual eyes and the spiritual ears of the end-time saints in the United States, that they would repent and enter, hear the message of the Lord, and enter into the kingdom of God. We thank you all. We thank the Lord for the precious listeners to the United States and the globe. And until the next segment, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.